History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today we're chatting to Russ Matthews from thirdspace.org.au and realdialogue.com. I've had him on the radio a number of times over the years, and I've always loved hearing his film reviews and his passion for the gospel. We're going to hear a bit of his story today. Welcome along, Russ. Tell us a bit of your background. Where were you born and raised?
Sure, man. How are you?
Yeah, so
I actually grew up in Iowa in the middle part of the United States, but I was actually born on Camp Pendleton in California. My dad is a Marine. Once you're a Marine, always a Marine. I was born there, but I really grew up in Iowa, which is the middle part of the United States. And so I kind of grew up in what they call the heartland of the United States.
And did you have a religious upbringing?
Yeah, you know, actually, we went to church on a regular basis. I mean, I pretty much was raised in the church. But I'll be honest with you, I probably really only came to really know Jesus later on, probably at the age of 14. Even though I saw the cross before me and I was able to sing the songs and sit in the pews, it wasn't until I was 14 and I heard somebody explain to me that I'm a sinner and that in that I needed a Savior, and understanding what the cross symbolized for me, and actually when it really became a part of my life. And so when I was 14, even though I'd grown up in the church, it was when I was 14 that I really came to accept Christ as my Savior.
That's awesome. And was it like at a youth camp or a church service or over a coffee? How did it happen?
Yeah, exactly. Well, so I was actually a member of what they called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And so I thought, you know, I went to a Christian church, I was an athlete, so of course I should come along in fellowship, not a problem at all. But it was there that actually at one of those major events that we had heard a speaker, I can't even tell you his name, but hearing the speaker just talking about and laying out the gospel, it was really when Jesus really got a hold of me at that point.
Pretty much the same as me. I was 15 at a youth camp and raised in a Christian household, and just something happened, like the light came on. And, you know, after that, all I wanted to do was talk about Jesus. I just became a Jesus freak overnight. What happened to you? Was it a big change for you?
Yeah, you know what? You definitely could see a big difference as far as, I mean, all the things. I was a good kid, you know, like kind of like I didn't do drugs, didn't do the drinking. I didn't have one of those testimonies. But in that, I was still lost. And so it wasn't until I actually come to know Jesus that I really wanted to really speak out for him and really do all that I could to be able to share with others. So I was actually in a Christian rock and roll group, and this was way back in a time before, you know, back to Petra and all those sort of groups and stuff like that. And so I was in that, and we would actually get up on stage and speak to hundreds of kids on a regular basis about Jesus and the impact that he had on our lives, but also the importance he had in theirs. And so it was through that, throughout high school, I really kind of lived that out. And when I got to university, I kind of fell away from the faith. I'll be honest with you. It was kind of a time where I kind of went through more of a valley as far as when my faith journey. But later on in life, fortunately, the Lord brought into my life an amazing woman who, Kathy and I got married well over 30 years ago, and because of her, we were really able to get our lives back on track and really going to church, being a part of that, and really, again, being a part of the whole process of sharing Jesus with others.
That is great, mate. So let's just backtrack. What was the name of the band you were in?
The band was called Flight. And so we did all of the different covers of all these different bands. We did Kansas. We did Petra. We did all of these different groups. You know, some of them we thought were Christian. We even were doing U2 and all that sort of stuff. But it's amazing how kids would just flock to it because of the music at the time. But yet then also here we were, just a bunch of teenagers who didn't know much except for who Jesus was for us, but yet how we were able to proclaim it even at that stage in our lives.
And is there any videos
No videos. Thankfully, yeah. So thankfully, there's no videos. There, you don't see the mullet. You don't see the permed hair. You don't see all the things that we look back. Because I actually catch up every once in a while with some of our band members, and we just laugh at what we would do as far as style. But yet, all of them, thankfully, are still really living for the Lord.
Were you the lead singer?
No, I was a drummer.
Drummer.
I'm a drummer. So I was the one they tried to keep off of the microphone.
So cool.
So I'm the drummer in the background.
So tell us about your early career. Like, what did you do after you finished studying?
Yeah, so after I finished studying, funny enough, I actually went into sales and marketing. And so I worked in retail for over 11 years, sold clothes for quite a while for a company called The Gap and Old Navy. And then after that, I actually became a drug dealer. Well, but I became a pharmaceutical rep, really, is what I became. And so I was trying to save lives as opposed to destroying them. And so I was a sales, and I loved my job, Matt. I mean, I loved my job. But interestingly enough, right when I started my pharmaceutical career, the Lord just really got a hold of us, both my wife and I, and we really considered going overseas and doing ministry. And so, funny enough, we went through a whole bunch of different ideas and experiences. And interestingly enough, after getting my master's at Bible College, we decided to head on over to Australia and work with a group called City Bible Forum.
So cool. Well, I'm a big fan of City Bible Forum. I've got some connections in Brisbane, been connected to them a little bit, but they're all around Australia. Tell us a bit, for those who don't know, what's it all about?
Yeah, so City Bible Forum, what City Bible Forum was when it was started 30 years ago by Craig Jostling, and it's an organization that really tries to see that because we spend so much time in the workplace, what better place to be able to proclaim the name of Jesus than in that place where we spend the most time. Now, granted, you have to be careful in how you do that, and also every organization has different rules and all that as far as in sharing your faith, but yet we found that it's the most unique space and a great opportunity for people to be able to really engage those who don't know Jesus yet with the gospel. And what we found too is that when we try and show people, like when we walk through the streets of Brisbane or we walk through the streets of Sydney or Melbourne, see, looking at those buildings, there's more people in those buildings than in many of the small towns around Australia. And so what you have is a mission field. And so where we can what's great about it is the workers, as they go in, all they have to do is start to look around them and see that the Lord has actually placed them in their mission field. And they didn't have to raise any support to get there. They actually are being paid to be there. But yet they still have to do their job and do it well, but yet also seeing the opportunity of sharing their faith with those that they sit around with all the time.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, we need to reach our cities. I've been really impacted by Timothy Keller, author and preacher. He's gone on to be with the Lord now, but he talked a lot about reaching our cities for God and making sure that we've got urban missionaries. And that's one good thing that City Bible Forum does. I remember running an alpha course for a bunch of business people in a boardroom in a skyscraper in Brisbane many years ago, and thinking, wow, you know, there's so many people in this city. We've got to reach them for the gospel somehow. So City Bible Forum does that a lot. Now, let's also talk about real dialogue. I'm a movie buff. I love watching
it.
Movies, and I've interviewed you before. You watch a lot of movies and review a lot of movies. Tell us
what that
looks like.
Yeah, so what we did about is a little over 10 years ago, we kind of took the methodology of City Bible Forum and we put it into kind of the cinema. And seeing the fact that the cinema is probably one of the biggest places and probably one of the most influential areas of our lives. I mean, people can quote movie lines like without any problem whatsoever. And so many people watch them at both in streaming and also at the cinema. And so what we do with real dialogue is we use film and where we review the story, but then also we point people from the story, regardless of what the movie is, to how this can actually connect with the message or really the meta-narrative of God's story. And so how do you do that? Well, you know, it's really looking at a broad perspective of who God is and looking at all of his different attributes and saying, you know, if it's a rom-com, well, love is definitely a great opportunity. If it's a film, it's a drama, redemption usually ends up becoming a part of that, or even a superhero film, which really so many times is ultimately ultimate Christology, as far as in film, you're able to see a savior in some way coming out on screen. And so we do that through our reviews on Real Dialogue, and that's R-E-E-L Dialogue. And then we also do events where we show films, mainstream films, and we invite people to come along and be able to then engage with it by having a panel discussion after the film. We just had one recently up in the northern beaches of New South Wales, and we had about 100 people there. What was great about it, the church really owned it, and they had well over 50% of the audience were people who weren't Christians yet, but were being introduced to the message. And then also we have different training and resources on how you're able to use film as a way of, you know, communicating the gospel with your neighbors, friends, and family.
Great idea. What was the movie at Northern Beaches that you screened?
You know, it's interesting. They actually picked an older film, and it was great. It's called Hidden Figures, which is a great film, really set back in the 1960s, about the women who really were kind of the catalyst to helping NASA getting the first man into space.
Yeah, great movie. Very cool. I love that idea, and it's a great way. You know, you could invite your friends to that. And, you know, that's a great outreach idea. So if people are interested in doing that in their churches, you're happy to help get that organized, huh?
Yeah, that's actually what we really try to help people do. So people can reach out to us at realdialogue.com or at Third Space. And what we try to do is either get groups started where they're just going out and watching movies and kind of, and then going and talking about it afterwards in small groups. Or if you want to pull off one of the bigger events, we can really help in kind of guiding you and how you're able to do that. And it's just it's an amazing opportunity. And what is so incredible about it is such an easy invite to be able to get people along to the cinemas, but then most importantly, that they're introduced to the message of the Bible.
Well, I've been binging movies recently because I was unwell for a while. I had some time off and, you know, I've watched a lot of Netflix stuff, and there's only a handful of faith-based things on Netflix, and, you know, I've watched all of them.
That's right.
But you know what? My son recently got Amazon Prime. And
great.
They've got so many more Christian films on there. Now, the sad thing is, a lot of them are old B-grade ones.
That's right.
But there's some really good new A-grade Christian films. You know, think of Jesus Revolution. Obviously, you know, the TV series, The House of David recently by the Irwin brothers.
Right.
The standard has really gone through the roof. The Chosen, of course. The standard's really picked up lately, hasn't it?
I think that that's one of the things I really love about people like the Kendricks and also the Irwin brothers, who really have done a great job of really trying to show that we can actually put out a quality message as well as really ensuring that we're staying faithful to the Word of God. I think that Angel Studios is really trying to prove that too, and that they're able to really engage with different storylines outside of even The Chosen and be able to do that. So yeah, I mean, I think that there's still, but you know, that's also true throughout Hollywood, that even in the secular market, if you want to call it that, there's good films and there's bad films. Well, there's also in the Christian market, there's good films and bad films. But thankfully, what I think we're seeing is actually an uptick in some really good quality films on both sides.
Fantastic, mate. Well, I love the fact that there's a guy like you who is reviewing mainstream movies, Christian movies, and, you know, you've got such a great bunch of content on the website. So once again, it's realdialogue.com, R-E-E-L, realdialogue.com. Now, the other website I wanted to talk about is thirdspace.org.au.
Yeah.
Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so Third Space is something that came up with City Bible Forum. We obviously focus specifically on the workplace, but a lot of people were asking us, couldn't we use that methodology outside of the workplace? And so Third Space was kind of born from that. And what Third Space is getting the conversation started. It's not meant to replace church. It's meant to give us an opportunity to get in the mix, be able to reach out to those that aren't Christian yet within our sphere of influence, and see how you can actually connect with them and make that Third Space, a place where they can actually engage in a safe atmosphere and delve into the deeper questions of life, and specifically on the topics of God and the Bible. And so it's not necessarily a straight up Bible study. It's pretty much just like if you're going out, say you're out with mates and you're riding your bicycles, or if you're going out and going bowling, or if you're going to see a movie. And when you get done, where you actually kind of put some purpose on it, where you finish, go over a cup of coffee or something like that, or a meal afterwards, and sit down and just really talk about some of the deeper things that are going on in their lives, is really seeing how we're able to connect with and actually challenge us to to kind of move outside of just our Christian huddle and finding those in our sphere of influence that aren't Christians yet, but who might be interested in finding out more.
Fantastic, mate. Well, I've been a big fan of yours for a while, and it's so good to be able to hear a bit of your story and your background in the US. And I know that you're happy to travel around Australia for these different events. So once again, if people want to find out more, they can go to realdialogue.com, thirdspace.org.au, and of course, City Bible Forum. You can search up all those and connect. And it's been so good to hear your story today. Russ, I reckon you're a history maker. Thanks for joining us.
Matt, it's always great being on the show. I love talking with you. Have me on anytime, and I look forward to seeing everybody at the movies.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.